15 minutes for talking, right? I'm not here. So just look at my laptop, see how many minutes we have left.
Okay, the first talk is from the University of Utah by Tian Zhao. So here we go.
Between serverless and its state with storage functions. So in this paper, we describe Shredder, our storage system. And Shredder is a multi-tenant in-memory key-value store, and it is extensible with user-provided storage functions. And it achieves high performance about
we're recording. Thank
okay.
You.
So, achieves high performance of 5 million operations per second per machine with about 20 microsecond latency. And what's special about Shredder is that we leverage the language runtime to enable in runtime data access, so that functions inside the Shredder, they can access data about tens of gigabytes of data per second. That's very high speed. So some background about serverless computing. So we have seen very high growth of serverless computing in recent years, a lot of media highlights. And because there are many advantages of using serverless computing, like fine-grained resource provisioning and on-demand scaling. But the people also identify problems of current serverless computing. One problem is that currently serverless functions are usually stateless, so functions are forced to externalize their states to external storage service. So there's this high latency between function and data. Especially for some data-intensive functions, these functions need to frequently fetch data from the storage service, and so resulting in a lot of idle time, and users are paying for such idle time. So how can we narrow the gap? So to get data from another server, over the network, the latency is about 50 microseconds. That's hundreds times slower than local memory access. We can use kernel bypass networking to reduce such latency to about 20 microseconds. If we want to do better than that, we need to reverse the paradigm. We need to push code to data. We think that we should separate compute and data logically, but not necessarily physically. We can still put function code physically together with data on the same machine. But we don't want faulty code to crash the storage server, so we need isolation. We can use a process for isolation, but the cost to get the data is at least 2 microseconds because of the process context switches. We can do better than that. We can push the function inside the same process with the data and use language runtime to isolate the code. That's the approach of Shredder. Shredder uses the V8 JavaScript runtime to isolate functions. And the cost to access data out of the V8 runtime is about 30 nanoseconds, so that's a lot lower than the process isolation. So these are the design goals of Shredder. We want to enable users to flexibly to implement any custom data models and function logics. We want to isolate these functions, and we want the isolation cost to be low, so that we can support thousands of tenants on a single machine. And we want to optimize the performance as much as possible. And the reason we choose the V8 JavaScript runtime is because that we want to allow users to implement their customized data structures and logics in a general programming language like JavaScript, because that will be much easier than to do and doing the same thing in SQL. For example, users can implement graph operations, streaming operations, or matrix operations, and many other operations over their data. And there are many two parts of Shredder: the data store, which is implemented in C++ native code, and the data store manages the data and the network stack. Inside of the data store, we embed the V8 JavaScript runtime to isolate the functions, and these functions can access data. They can through the V8 built-ins, they can call the V8 built-ins to call into the C++ data store to get the data. But there's still this cost when getting data from the data store, because when the JavaScript functions call into the C++ data store to get the data, there's this runtime exit cost. Even though that for a single runtime exit, the cost is very low, but we found that for like data intensive functions, the cost still can add up to a lot. So we took one step further to optimize that, to eliminate such cost. We leverage the V8 compiler to enable the functions to directly access data within the runtime. The way we do that is we use the code stub assembler CSA, which is the intermediate representation used by the V8 runtime internally to implement the data access built-in. So when the functions call the CSA built-in to access the data, there's no like a runtime exit. So we eliminate the boundary crossing cost. And also the V8 runtime can inline the CSA code to improve performance. And so in our data store, the data are stored in hash tables, and the data store implements the hash table lookup function in C++. And also the CSA built-in implements the same lookup logic in CSA, so that the same data can be accessed like both from the data store and from the JavaScript functions. So that's basically the design for Shredder. And as to the threat model, Shredder enforces fault isolation and data isolation between tenants. But Shredder is not, because it's a language level isolation, so it's not secure from speculative execution attacks such as Meltdown and Spectre. So if tenants want to share the same Shredder server, they must have some mutual trust. Otherwise, it's possible to deploy Shredder in a two-level isolation model. That is, we can deploy multiple Shredder servers isolated in different processes for different groups of tenants for like a better isolation. For the evaluation, we run Shredder on a server with total 16 physical cores with 64 gigabytes of memory and 10 gigabit Ethernet. And Shredder uses DPDK for kernel bypass. And the first example is a projection. The projection queries the first four bytes of value. So we'll compare two approaches: the baseline, which is a green line on the graph. The baseline fetches the value from the storage server and runs the projection on the client side. And the Shredder, which is the red line, is the flat line. We push the projection to Shredder to run the projection on Shredder and return just the four bytes result to client. From the result, we can see that first that when data size is small, the remote get put approach performs better than Shredder because Shredder has additional isolation cost. And it also should be noted that actually this query is a worst case for Shredder because Shredder is better for functions for queries that access a lot of data records. But this query only accesses one record, so this is a worst case for Shredder. So that's why there's this performance gap. But as the value size increases, and then the baseline becomes bottlenecked by the network stack, and the performance starts to drop, and eventually like Shredder performs better than the baseline. So this experiment shows that Shredder is able to reduce data movements and for such queries, and is possible to improve performance. So data-intensive functions, as I said before, that these functions are the ones that benefit most from Shredder. So we run examples of data-intensive functions. Run these functions, which queries traverse our Facebook social graph, and in this graph they fan out to a lot of nodes. For example, for the one hop query, in each query accesses about 25 nodes. And for two hop, it's about hundreds of nodes. And for three hop, it's tens of thousands of nodes. And for four hop, it's hundreds of thousands of nodes. So from the result, we can see that Shredder achieves like 60 times better performance than the remote get put approach. We also compare Shredder with CSA and without CSA. And we can see that CSA CSA improves the performance to about like three times better performance. Actually, the Shredder with CSA can visit like more than 700 million k-value pairs per second. That is like tens of gigabytes of data per second. And how about compute-intensive functions? Actually, Shredder is at a disadvantage for such functions because on Shredder, functions are implemented in JavaScript, which is less efficient than C++. So we evaluate this. We run neural network inference functions as an example of compute-intensive functions to evaluate Shredder. So we use two data sets, the Iris data set and the one data set. And to train like the neural model, so we get two neural models, and we run the inference functions on these neural models, and we compare two approaches: the baseline, which fetches the model from the server, from the storage server, and run the inference on the client side in C++ code, because on client side there is no need for isolation, and another approach is that we run the inference on Shredder in JavaScript code. And the Iris example actually shows the disadvantage of Shredder because the neural model is very small, so the cost of moving data over the network is very low. So actually, fetch the model to run on the client side achieves better performance. But for one data set which has like larger neural model, Shredder actually achieves better performance. So from this example, we can see that even for like compute-intensive functions, if Shredder is able to reduce a lot of data movements, it's still possible to like to get performance gains from Shredder. So there are some like related works like the other extensible stores, but they are not they don't integrate code with data as that tightly as Shredder. And there is Pocket, which is a ephemeral storage for serverless functions, but Pocket doesn't like allow pushing code to data. So that's my talk. So the conclusion is that the gap between functions and data is costly. So we can move functions to data to storage to eliminate some of the latency. And we can use runtime, language runtime, to lower the isolation cost. But But for data-intensive functions, the boundary crossing costs still add up. So we can use the intermediate representation to enable the functions to directly access the data within the runtime. So that can like improve the performance by 3 times for like data-intensive functions. So that's all, and thank you, and questions?
Well, thank you so much for the great talk. So now we have some time for questions.
So is this system deployed? And if so, how do the tenants debug their software, especially when the data is corrupted?
Data is corrupted.
Should there be a bug in the function? How do they go about debugging that software?
Sorry, I actually it's a research prototype, so it's not actually deployed in production.
Thank you. Yeah. Any other questions? So I have a question, which is really kind of like tying with the other talks on edge computing. So there's a lot of speculation that serverless could be deployed on the edge.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you have any thoughts if Shredder was deployed in an edge location and storage was in the cloud. Do you foresee that this latency between the serverless execution and storage could have an effect on performance?
Yeah, actually, like, you know, these companies like Cloudflare and Fastly, they provide edge computing services. They actually like build similar systems as Shredder. They build their serverless system that use V8 to isolate functions to run on the edge cloud. So yeah, and they also like they want to like minimize the latency. I want to like the functions to have to near data. Yeah,
that's good. Well, thank you so much. So we have time for one more question. And while we're getting the last question, can the next speaker come and set up? Well, thanks. Any last questions? Okay, let's thank the speaker one more time.